Welcome, everybody, to the Lost Levels podcast. This is episode 123. 123. Today, I am Super Zamazy. Today I am Super Zamazy. I'm nobody else, just Super Zamazy today. And I am joined by Spider Staryu.
Hello, my juice buddies.
And Dark Boo.
Oh.
Boo.
I'm sorry.
Oh my god, this is one of those podcasts, guys. You have to bear with us.
Oh, okay. Tota and Soul could not make it. They are spending time with important people in their lives.
They are bonding with the people who brought them lives.
Yes, exactly. Before we get into our main topic, quick announcement about the podcast. We now have a website for the podcast, The Lost Levels.
Yes!
Yes!
TheLostLevels.MarioPartyLegacy.com. We do have all the episodes there. You can listen to our entire history there. You can search by category, by game, by series, by who's on the podcast. So, very cool stuff. Please go check that out. We have links to our YouTube, which we will be actively using to post podcasts on. Yes. And
yes.
Yeah, just cool updates will be made there for the podcast for future events, future what have you. So please go check that out. TheLostLevels.MarioPartyLegacy.com. And yeah, please go check that out. So we're going to jump into our main topic, story in Nintendo games.
Ooh.
Yes, I know everyone is super excited for this, and I know all our hosts today have plenty of awesome answers. So, yes.
Was that sarcasm?
That was definitely sarcasm. Okay.
Shade!
Okay, let's start. First question, what are you looking for most in stories within a game? This can be anything, really. I'll go ahead and go first. I definitely look for deep characters and interesting plot, and I think it's very, very important to have a good history or a setting that just really gives life to the game. I know this is a podcast on Nintendo games, but one of my favorite games is BioShock, and that has a great setting, underwater utopia that has gone to bad places, and it's just really, really interesting learning about the characters that were there, progressing through the story, and just finding out what happened. So that's definitely something I like to look for in stories. Dark Bill, what about you?
For stories, I don't have any story, really. That'd be a lie if I said I don't care about the story, but I like a story that's coherent and does not have all jumps and sides make you. I don't like things that have a twist on plays and things to make you sit there and be like, I didn't expect that to happen. Although I do like it at times, I don't like it when it's played out and get repetitious. Settings, characters, I always say put some characters that are relevant. I don't mind like characters that are not main characters or things of that nature. This side there, I mean. I don't like anything that's random. Don't do something random in story because it makes me really angry. Plot, I don't. Oh, that'd be a lie if I said I like death plots. Any plot, I like a plot that is not confusing or has a bunch of what ifs. I don't like plots that have what if this happened, what if that happened. I like it for you to think, but I don't like it where it can actually happen. Humorous, yes, I need something that I can laugh and have my little kikis at times. Seriousness, story always supposed to be serious. If it's just a willapalooza, for lack of a better term, I don't like it. And I don't know any game that I like a story. I know good story of a game, but I don't know any game that I actually like the story.
All right. So as for me, all I need in a story is a story that's juicy. I need to be able to just dive into the story and just sink my sharp fangs. Just dive into that story. It needs to be juicy and ostentatious. And also, you need interesting characters to make a story good. Because you need characters that actually are interesting, have a personality, whether it be sassy, stupid, funny, hypocritical, whatever the case might be. Good qualities, too, not just bad qualities, but good qualities, too. So, you know, just characters that are interesting and a story that you can sink your teeth into. So I need a story that is just interesting, that's played well. You know, back history is good, but you know, we also just need the story to just move along nicely, because too much back history at the beginning, that's just boring. All right, I actually like seeing a character and knowing about their back history later, because then I'll be like, oh, that's why they did that, or that's why he was like that, or she was that way. I like hearing the backstory later rather than at the beginning, or I don't know, maybe that's just me, but yeah.
Okay, next question. What Nintendo games have the best stories, and which Nintendo games have the worst stories? Okay, so I have a lot of favorite stories for Nintendo games. Paper Mario series definitely has great stories. Sticker Star excluded. Bland. As much praise as we gave it these last couple of weeks, it story is kind of bland. Majora's Mask. Very interesting setting, very interesting place, and that kind of just gave the story some life, I guess. Same thing with Link's Awakening. There's just a really cool, I don't want to spoil the game, but just the ending and finding out what's been going on, it's the twist. Oh, that's the thing. I love twists in games. That's another thing I didn't mention the first thing.
Twist and shout.
Yes, I love it when things just get flipped on their head and you're just, your mind's blown. Games that have bad stories. Pokemon.
Terrible stories.
Those are the most boring things in the world. I mean, I don't play Pokemon for the story, but...
All right, dear, you see, Lord, guys,
I just like, stop talking, move along, come on. It's so bad.
Essie does not have nostalgia with Pokemon, alright? For you Poke fans who have experienced Generation 1 or whatever generation you started with, you just know that it is just iconic and just the most perfect thing in history. So Essie, he's not really a Pokemon fan. He's just like one of those people who are like, oh, I'll play the game, and then just stop playing like after he beats the Elite Four and not getting into competitive Pokemon and all that jazz. So you can't really take Essie's opinion into account with this.
And that's the other thing. The Pokemon games are basically the same thing every time. Collect 8 badges and fight
Beat
off...
Team Rocket!
Or Team Rocket, or whoever team you want to fight off. Team Galactic, or Team Plasma, or whoever.
Team Magma,
replace them
Team
from game to game. So beat them, save the world from complete destruction, and get your champion badge or whatever. I don't know.
A champion badge? You don't get no damn champion badge. What the hell is that?
What do you get for winning everything?
You get the title of being the champion of that region.
Okay,
you don't get
well,
no damn
go.
Badge.
Oh my god. Anyway, yeah, those are some of my favorite, and that's probably Pokemon definitely has the worst story for me. Dark Boo?
Paper Mario.
What? No. are you talking about?
I'm trying to figure out the games that I think had the best story.
I thought you said worst story. You said, oh, sorry.
I didn't say anything. I just said Paper Mario.
Sorry, I was just jumpy. Oh my god. Okay. Oh my gosh.
Paper Mario. Super Paper Mario. That has one hell of a story.
Yes.
I don't know any other games. Oh my goodness. It's a shame I don't know. I haven't played a game. Did I ever play a game that had a good story? No, Shay.
Have you ever played a Final Fantasy game?
I don't like that game. I don't like that series. No. Can't stand the series. Sorry. Perfect Dark, it doesn't have a good story, but it has some story that's kind of convenient.
Luigi's Mansion? Kind of.
No. It just had humor. Dark Moon had humor. The first one just was... I don't know any other game.
What about the Zelda series?
Zelda, yeah, I'm about to say that, Zelda. Majora's Mask, everybody gave it praise and such. The gameplay, I'll have something different to say. The story is just all death. No, it's death, just like Twilight Princess. Them two have competing stories compared to all the other games. Ocarina of Time, I don't think it has the worst story, but it has a time, it's a time-verse story that I don't like. I don't like things when it's in one time, and then after it do it 10 years later, I gotta know what happened between them years. You understand me? Everybody told me his soul was, and I already know that, don't need to explain. But it just, I don't like time drifting games, whereas one time, it's one time that you know, boof, another time. I don't like that. Have I ever played a game with a worse story? Quest 64. Worst gameplay and worst story. That game sucks. The game sucked. The story will make you be like, are you serious? That's one game that I know. Has anybody heard of Quest 64?
No, I'm looking it up right now.
Okay, that's good, because the game sucks. The gameplay sucks, and it's like, I don't know, I'm not describing it, but it sucks. That's one game that comes to the top of my head. Turok, the story, there's a story, but it does minimal to the game. I mean, it's very minimalistic, if that's a word. That's not a word. It's nothing. But those are the only games that come to my head.
As for me, the best story has to be Paper Mario: Thousand Year Door. The first Paper Mario 2, but like, oh my god, Thousand Year Door, it's just, it has everything that's like almost just, it's just done right. The story, it's like, we have a great story about the Thousand Year Door, and then we have all these characters come together with their own little side adventures and stuff, and it's just really fantastic. Just seeing everything come along, having unique personalities, being sassy as hell, that's what I loved. The sassiness, and the ghetto trash people of Rogueport, that was just the best. And Super Paper Mario, though, it has the best story in the series because of Paper Mario, because, let's be honest, It's really deep. More deep than Thousand Year Door, which I think has... What the hell? My mic freaking fell. What the hell? It has the best story of pretty much any... Pretty much, I think I could say almost any Mario game. I don't think any Mario game has a better story than Super Mario. I think I can say that with confidence, I think. And with other Nintendo games... If I said non-Nintendo games, I'd say things like Final Fantasy, because, like, oh my god, I love those games to death. But, we're saying Nintendo games, so, there's not many Nintendo games with a really deep story. That's just being honest. Like, there's some out there that's just not with a really deep story in mind. The only thing that I could think of on the top of my head, and it'd still be a Mario game, would be Mario & Luigi Dream Team. That has a good story. But it's not like the best story in the world, so it's kind of hard to come up with that. But I'd have to say Paper Mario games for the best story, and we're not counting Sticker Star. Don't get me wrong, I love Sticker Star. Love me some Sticker Star. I love the gameplay. It's juicy and ostentatiously bodacious, but it's just story wise, you're not no. So that's my answer.
All right, next question: which Nintendo games have a story but do not need one, and what games lack a story but really need one? So I will say Kirby does not need a story. It has a story, doesn't need one. Oh boy. Because I don't like the Pokemon stories, but I do think there should be a story there regardless. But Kirby, yeah. We don't need no giant vines and flower queens and nonsense like that. Stealing, what did they, who did he steal? King Dedede. This is Triple Deluxe. That's what,
yes, happened. yes.
So it's like, okay, we don't need this.
Kirby hates King Dedede.
Not in this game.
I thought he did, but apparently he doesn't in this game. But I thought Kirby hated King Dedede.
Ooh, twist. Okay, maybe that Kirby does need a story. Games that lack a story but really need one. I don't know. I always think, like, what if the Mario, Super Mario series actually had an interesting and a little more in-depth story? So we've had Super Mario 64, which didn't have much. But then we had Super Mario Sunshine, which kind of, that's the furthest it's ever gone. And I'm not sure if I want more of that. It was interesting, but it was still kind of stupid. I'm not sure. What do you guys think? Does the Super Mario series really need a story?
Well, no. It doesn't need one, but it'd be nice to have one.
Could it work? That way.
Could it work? I think it could. I think you were talking about, like, the main series games, like, let's say Super Mario Galaxy. Is that a good example? Okay. I guess it could work. It's hard for me to see it done. Like, how would it be done? That's what I mean. But, like, I think I could see it working. I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
Yeah, and I think that's it. I mean, Nintendo games overall don't really need stories because most of them are so focused on gameplay. So the little stories that they do have, they pretty much that's all you need. But I definitely think I don't know. Sometimes I want a story, but I feel like you push it too much and it's gonna be overkill.
Mario Kart with a story.
Yes. I've always thought about that. If you had, like, a world map, and you drove around a world map, and you had different objectives and different stories to tell. Never mind.
I think you're thinking about it just too much.
That was back in the day. Let's not get crazy. Dark
back
Bill?
In the day.
I really don't know. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry because I'm trying to think of a game, but no, a game that needs a story but doesn't have one.
Which is a totally valid answer. None of them need stories. They're good where they are.
None of them don't. Do I know a few games that actually has a story but don't need it? That's what I'm trying to figure out. What game has a story but really don't need it? Turok, that's one game. They don't need a story. I don't know any game. Turok, I know. Damn, the second one didn't need a story. The third one, really, I don't see for shooting games that they have a story, but some of them do. Like, oh my god, I'm so retro. 007. The story, no, it didn't have a story. It gave all that briefing and stuff, but it wasn't needed. Perfect Dark had a good story, but then that leads to another question on here. So I'm just leaving it like that.
Okay. Well, for me, what Mario game? Wait, Mario, Nintendo. Let's get that straight. What Nintendo games do not need stories? Let me refresh that. What Nintendo games that have a story but don't need one?
Keep it together.
All right. So, oh my god.
What
so
was going on?
What? I'm sorry. Okay.
Deep breath.
Oh my god! Don't say that. I'm gonna laugh even more. Okay, so what needs one, but...
what is going on?
Are you reading the way he wrote it?
Yes! No, we're keeping this in, I don't care. Which have a story, but don't need one, alright? Has a story, but don't... Oh, that's what it is! Okay, I was reading it the other way, that's why I was laughing. What has a story, but doesn't need one? If I just read it like that, I wouldn't have laughed. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry, but you just know me when I... Okay, just know a fact about me really quickly. When I read stuff that it's not... It cannot be... Boo, how do you say this? Pronounced correctly and grammatically correct, I will laugh. Just know that. All right, for future reference. Okay. So, has a story but doesn't need one. What's a good example? Luigi's Mansion? That doesn't really need a story, does it? It doesn't really need one. Just a quick explanation, but doesn't need a story. What else? Well, if we talk about things that do need a story, let's just mention Sticker Star. That needs a story. That was shade. Yes, that was shade. That was shade. Good shade, though, because it's positive shade. It does need a story. But that's pretty much all I can think of. I mean, I think SC and Boo pretty much stated that, you know, pretty much most Nintendo games don't focus on story. They focus on gameplay. This is a good thing and a bad thing at the same time, because people like me who just love stories that I can just dive into, you know, just dive, like, in a, you know, guys, a swimming pool, just whoosh, you know, that type of diving. So it's not needed, but, you know, it would be nice at times for some games to just experiment with a story. Like, let's see a Kirby game with a men's story, or metro games have stories, but some of them are not exactly decent, aka the utter M. That's a good example, but, you know, that's just my thoughts, and I'm sorry for laughing, guys.
Okay, next question. With the current Nintendo hardware, will we be seeing an increase in storytelling? I want to say yes.
I don't think so.
I want to say no. I want to say no because what makes a story a good story is how it's written. So any graphical updates and things of that nature, that's only for motion picture. That only aesthetic looks and graphical approaches to the game, but a story makes a story, which is due to its text. There have been games that had good stories and they were just written in dude's text. Only why they have videos and stuff now with voice acting, things of that nature, because people have gotten lazy, no shade. People have gotten lazy and they don't want to read anything. They prefer listening to it. And hell, some people skip the listening part. So what makes a good story a good story is how it's written and how it's implemented in the game. Graphics never made a story a good story. It made the cinema a good cinema.
Yeah, I mean, I can agree with that, but I just feel like with some of the older consoles, older system handhelds, what have you, you're just put under certain limitations where you just simply, if you wanted to, you couldn't. And nowadays, you can if you want to. You have a lot of options. I'm thinking specifically with Fire Emblem, which I did not mention. Fire Emblem Awakening has a good story. It's kind of in the middle. You're kind of like, okay, I don't really care that much. But by the end, it's a very, very good story, and it just feels awesome. But anyway, with the Fire Emblem series, I feel like with Awakening, you had a lot of cutscenes, you had a lot more just interesting transitions from chapter to chapter that helped make that story, and I haven't played, I only played a little bit of the, what is it called, Sacred Stones on the GBA Ambassador program or whatever?
I don't know.
I've only played a little bit of that, but so far everything has been just text. There hasn't really been the story wasn't that engaging that way, or not as engaging, I should say. So I feel like that was put under more limitations, and it was harder to do a story, whereas today you can do more, so I feel like you can expect to see some more story-wise.
As for me, okay, with the current Nintendo hardware, will we see? I don't think so, because actually, I've actually been seeing a decrease in story lately. Like, with the 3DS, some 3DS games, I keep bringing the same thing up, so I'm not going to bring it up again. Paper Mario Sticker Star, I just bring it up. But, you know, just things like that, I've seen him focus more on gameplay and less on story, so I don't think the graphical update, or whatever the case might be, is helping them with anything, because they just don't want to focus on it, period. At least that's what I think.
Alright, next question. Would you like to see Nintendo games have darker stories with deeper and more meaningful themes? Because, let's be honest, you are not getting anything deep out of Kirby, or Mario, or Zelda, and definitely not Pokemon, because that, they try, but, no. So, yeah, would you like to see something a little more deeper, a little more meaningful, darker?
Okay. Yes, I do like it a little dark and crispy.
Not yes. Too close.
I don't mind deep. I don't mind it because I look at gameplay first and then look at story. So I don't mind anything looking dark and gloomy and things of that nature. But I don't want everything to look all spectacular like it's made children oriented, because we already get blasted by making children games. So we gotta make something dark, we gotta make something dead with some blood and things of that nature, and I'd be very pleased and satisfied.
Yeah, and I mean, it doesn't just have to be gore and blood. I mean, you have, look at the Zelda series, and then look at Majora's Mask and Twilight Princess. Both just kind of took on deeper, or not deeper, but darker tones. So even stuff like that. Like, imagine a Majora's Mask of the Super Mario series or something. Like,
well, it doesn't even need to be, like what you said, it doesn't even need to be, like, blood and gore, but it could just be, like, a darker tone. And, like, even it could even take us taking a step further. You know? Like, what I mean, like what I mean...
Oh my
god. It's not coming out.
I was just saying something, but I can't say it on the podcast. Not like dirty or anything like that. I mean, like, what I mean is like, you know, like death. That could be a subject explored, you know? Death. What else? Boo, you know other things that could be explored that's dark. Like, just like hell. Dying. That was explored in Super Paper Mario, charcoal. But they didn't explore it at their full capacity. They could explore it so much more. So I would love to see something like that.
Yeah, I mean, imagine if Rosalina died. I think Dark Boo would have a lot to say on that one. A lot. He would really enjoy the deeper meanings in that one, I think.
I think he'll want to... Nothing. I just remember we have a tons of Rosalina fans watching, so I'm keeping my mouth shut.
That's okay. I kind of poo-pooed on the Toadette fans for a while, so...
You wait! What did you just say?
I just kind of messed slash wait, made fun of them.
Why would you say it like that, though? What?
I don't know, people say things like that.
Essie, how old are you?
Anyway, let's move on. What does story come before gameplay, if ever?
It never. Yes! I've never seen it happen. I've heard of games that got like a 9 out of 10 for gameplay, but like a 3 out of 10 for story. But story always get looked at second.
Which is a shame, but it's the reality.
I mean, okay, so I guess it just depends on the game, because... Okay, we can move a little away from...
Yes, depending on the game.
Yeah, we can move a little away from Nintendo, because The Walking Dead, the Telltale games, it's basically point-and-click adventure.
But those games, they some games, they look at story first compared to the other games where they look at gameplay.
Right. And when I play that one, that's all I care about is story, and I actually don't care about gameplay at all. In fact, when there are gameplay parts, I'm kind of like, okay, let's get back to the story. And that's the question. Like, at what point does this become a movie, and why am I not just watching a movie? So, I don't know. It's interesting because Nintendo, I don't think, has ever gone that route at all. Please correct me if I'm wrong. I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Yeah, neither can I.
No.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. There has to be a good balance. Sometimes I do think story comes before gameplay, but if story completely overshadows gameplay, then that's when I start to question, why isn't this a movie? So.
We on the next question, right?
Oh, I thought, okay.
Oh my god.
I thought
everyone answered.
We did.
Okay. Oh. What makes a story less interesting? Is there anything that puts you off when you see it happen?
Side drifts, time drifts, unnecessary events happening, things that just prolong the game when the game is obviously can be finished right then and there. I can't stand when games are dragged and dragged. Whereas anybody with a brain could realize this all could have been stopped and no need for this game. I don't like when things act stupid. I know it's for comic relief and all things of that nature. I don't like stupid thinking. I can't stand something like that. And what you already know, I like it like, what's it called? Sophoclean irony. I don't mind things like that. And does anyone know what that is? Ezzy, do you know what that is?
You'd have to, no.
Repeat it?
No.
Sophoclean irony.
Nope.
Ezzy, I'm surprised out of everyone you don't know.
I feel like I should know, but I don't.
That's a shame. I don't feel like defining it right now, but I could give a...
One Google search later.
Oh, no. I'm trying to figure out what game implements Sophoclean. Whereas, you know what's going to happen. Like, you know who did it. What games are like that, but you know who did it, but the characters, they don't know. And you want to yell at them, be like, you know this person did it. That's what Sophoclean irony is, SZ.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, you mean
about,
games like Kirby's Return to Dream Land, where like the boss is actually the guy who's been helping you all along, the main guy?
Yes, but you know it, but the character doesn't know until the last minute. It aggravates me, especially when there's decisive evidence that points straight to them. Ooh, that kills me. It really does. One game I like the story best is Ace Attorney games. I love them stories. I love how they intertwine. Some of the games I do like when they intertwine something that happened prior in the game to the point now. And the game always has some damn twists, whereas you got used to it. I hate repetitious twisting, whereas they do the same twist, like with SZ Light. Twisting games, they do it all the time, whereas you just know it's gonna happen. You know the prosecutor, whereas you know they gonna be in some crap, or the person you working with, they gonna get into some crap. Maya, Apollo, Athena, you just know. Simon Blackwell, whatever his name is, whatever the name. You just know they're gonna get into some type of mess. I don't like twists like that, because now I know what's gonna happen. But what only thing I could compliment. Oh my freaking god!
Oh my god!
Only thing I could compliment on is that it don't tell you right then and there. It's not Sophoclean irony. I cannot speak today. I'm so sorry. And I feel like going on topic for this. And I can't speak, so I'm just going to end it here. Because
You can't speak. We all can't speak today.
I'm stuttering worse than it. Oh, never mind.
Well, you better not have been saying me.
No, I was going to say someone. Never mind.
Oh, okay. My God. I know what you're talking about now. Okay, what's... actually, what makes a story less interesting? Well, anytime it's just over, just too much, like, it's just played out, when it's too long, that's what makes the story not interesting, because, like, when you just want to know what happens, and it's just like, oh, they're dragging it out, that makes it, it doesn't make me want to know the ending, it just makes me like, oh, I don't care, who cares, but, that's the only thing that I think could most likely make me put off from a story, because it takes a lot for a story to just be uninteresting. You have to just do it horribly, have inconsistencies. That's what makes me not interested. I guess that'll be another thing to say, because when something's just all over the place, like, oh, here, there, right there, it's like, it's too much. You gotta have one consistent straightway story, or just have things in patches. You can't have them like all over the place, like, oh, we don't know what happens with this, what happened with this, like, some things are unanswered. So that's one thing that I don't like.
I really, really hate it when there's too much text. So Pokemon games are very guilty of this. They just go on and on and on, and all these characters come run up to you, and they just talk and talk and talk about things you don't care about and things you probably already know. So it's just, that's something that it really just makes me want to press A as fast as possible and just disregard the story completely. So that's something I do not like to see. Yeah.
I'm surprised because you like, you majored English, but yet you don't like anything that revolves around reading.
Well, as he's majors English, like, yeah, he doesn't know how to speak it properly.
Oh. You're gonna get smacked.
Please, alright, I'm like freaking 25 years old.
Anyway, if it's boring, I like interesting things. I don't like boring text. When some girl runs up to me and she's like, oh, this is how you roller skate for 20, you know, text boxes, that's, you know, turn that off quick. And then someone from, what was this, the Pokemon X and Y, was it Team Flare, I think? They would just come up and they'd keep talking to you about this nonsense that you don't care about. This is, if it's not interesting, I don't care, basically. Yeah. Any last thoughts on Nintendo games and stories?
Nope.
And nope, because it makes sense, because there are no stories for the most part in Nintendo games. So
there isn't. Yeah. There really isn't. So
I got late and said Ace Attorney.
I guess that's how we can end. Do you want to see more stories, or are we at a point where... Are we at a good point?
I would love to see more juicy and ostentatiously bodacious stories. That's all I'm about. That's all I'm about. I'm about the juice. So anything that's something that I can really... Thank you. Anything that I can sink my teeth into is a story that I like. Okay? So
I want more.
That's all I'm going to say.
I want more originality with the stories, not something repetitious or already played. And
yeah,
used.
That's another thing.
Okay, well, yeah, that basically wraps it up. So we are going to move right on into the news, which we have some interesting stuff this week. Very first thing, this is probably the biggest thing, a newcomer for Super Smash Bros. Is going to be announced on Monday. Woo!
Who's it gonna be?
Isn't it gonna show like a presentation showing it?
It's
off?
Gonna be Bayonetta. You want to play with Bayonetta? Boom! I hate when you laugh like that. It makes me crack up.
Nothing's supposed to show a presentation.
They are.
No, it's gonna be. You know how they have the newcomer videos.
I saw something about some type of 3-hour thing. I don't know.
It's 3 minutes.
Did you seriously just ask Boo, does he know about the newcomer videos? Of course he doesn't.
Exactly.
You better be getting this game. You can't not get this game.
No, because if somebody put my ass in the
game, you need to get
mad.
The game. You gotta watch me kick SC's butt.
Uh-oh.
I think he messed those up. Those are supposed to be switched, but yeah.
Please, you already failed at Brawl, so I don't think you're going to
be different. Guess what? I failed at Mario Kart Wii, and now I'm whooping it in 8.
Please, that's different. What's up? What the hell? That's Mario Kart, all right? Okay, there's different. There's luck in Mario Kart. And Super Smash Bros., it's pure skill. And let's just say, some people have it, and some people don't.
Okay. Because you guys practice, especially freaking Timmy.
I'm going to tell Timmy about what you just said.
Tell him the time too. Podcast 123. Bring it, Timmy. Now I forgot what I was saying. Oh, because you guys have practiced for ages and years, and I play with
my family.
Then why
don't you start practicing?
I might have to for this one.
It still won't matter.
Oh, please. Okay, I'm going to do some bragging now. I played Smash Brothers, the new one for Wii U, and I was the first one to win, and I got a t-shirt on my first try. Boom! What's up?
It's probably people who probably never heard of Smash Bros. In their life.
Yeah, some of them really were bad, but I still won. So, regardless... Oh, and I hit Paul. If you guys remember Paul, shout out to Paul. I hit him with a home run bat, which that's like the ultimate slap.
Oh, you want to know something funny, guys? I hit SC with the home run bat twice.
But that was due to lag, so I do not want to hear about it.
Yeah, and also due to just running into it the first time.
Because of lag. Anyway,
characters being... SC, you can't keep up to my level. Stop, just go down. You can't get to my level.
Anyway, we are going to move on past this topic. Smash Brothers character, I don't know. Okay, obviously I don't know who it is, but have you guys heard of the Gematsu leak?
The who?
Anyway, there's basically this, because there's people who quote-unquote leak the roster and all sorts of things for the game all over the place, all sorts of leaks, and they're all basically not true. But there was one leak that happened before the game was revealed that basically predicted who was announced then? Villager, Mega Man, and Wii Fit Trainer. So if you got Wii Fit Trainer right, okay, you have my attention. Like, you know what's up. And this guy has predicted a few others. I mean, people really, really get into this, and they fight about it all the time. But some of the ones he predicted that have not been announced include that guy Shulk from Xenoblade. Wow, I completely forgot who else. But oh, Chorus Men from Rhythm Heaven. And so stop. We've all been messing up today. And someone else.
Did you
else.
Just call me Soul?
Did I call you Soul? Oops.
You just called me Soul. You messed up speaking, and then you just called me Soul. What the heck?
Anyway, what? And Krom from Fire Emblem. So, I'm going to bet it's one of those three, basically. I'm pretty faithful in this leak at this point. Yeah. Dark Vu, who's it going to be?
What, you, Shani?
You have to pick somebody.
That didn't even sound like an English sentence.
So shady! I don't know!
Just pick somebody. I want to hear what you're going to say.
I don't know. Wii Fit Trainer?
We've been saying that in the game.
What? I don't know! And see, you did this purposely!
I know.
That was full of shade and vigor shade.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't know.
Don't say, like, lover or something. Just pick something.
Pick what?
Any Nintendo character you can think of. Don't tell me you can think of someone who has not been announced.
I'm eating, don't make me choke.
Oh, shoot.
Just any kid. Do you know how many characters there are?
There are Mario characters, Pokemon characters, anything.
It's not coming to me. I don't know. Toadette. No, no, no.
It's not going to be in the game. All right, that's a mess.
Okay. Oh, in the game!
What do you think I was talking about?
Oh, my God.
That's why I said you were shady, because I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready for this extravagant questionnaire.
Who do you think is going to be in? This isn't very extravagant.
Oh, in the game? Oh, my God. I don't pay attention. What makes you think I know who will be in the game or who I think will be in the game if I don't pay attention to the game? What makes you think that I know that?
This is just guessing. This is just for fun.
This is not guess to check whether trial and error and I will fail. I don't know who.
We're all going to fail. We don't know.
At least y'all give out some answer that revolve around the game. I said Toadette, for God's sake.
Okay, so Toadette is your answer.
Yes.
Okay. We need to move on. Smash Brothers
Tournament.
Oh,
you didn't even ask me what I thought.
Oh, I thought you said Bayonetta.
Oh, I did? Oh, okay, sorry.
You need to apologize.
Wait, did I say sorry? Okay, no, I'm editing that sorry out of my audio file. Let me timestamp it. I'm not going to say sorry. I'm editing that out.
Okay. Let's see. Smash Brothers for 3DS. There's a tournament coming on July 25th at Comic-Con. If you are there, please try to sign up and win, because that's what you do in tournaments. Pokemon, Omega Ruby, Alpha Sapphire. Secret bases are coming, and they are supposed to be awesome. I really don't know anything about this news. I really haven't been following it. If Sol was here, he would tell you all about... Oh boy, Mega Deonce, and
what the hell did you just say?
Mega Beyonce.
Wait, is he said Mega Beyonce?
It's a Deonce.
You know they playing that out with Beyonce. You can, I cannot be.
That's Beyonce. I'm gonna call her Beyonce.
That's a diva. Don't tell me the Pokemon's a diva.
I think she is, or it. Is it a she? I don't know.
It's
you
a
know
it.
What? You know what? I'm tired. I'm very tired.
Okay, some other things Soul kind of left for us here. Elite Four must have Mega Evolved Pokemon, having Duskinoor, Shiftry, Walrein, and Salamence.
What? Salamence?
Salamence. Okay. Under...
Oh, come on. So you did such a good job, and you just screwed up at the end.
Yeah, okay, I'm not going to read any of these. If you want Pokemon news, there are Pokemon sites. Don't come to me. I do not know.
Come to Seoul. Go to Seoul's site. Let me. Oh, no, I don't even know what it is. Never mind.
Okay, and one last piece of news. Hyrule Warriors, there's another update. Lots of Skyward Sword stuff. Fi is playable. Girahim is a boss, I think? Or he's in there. And so is the Imprisoned. And you're also going to go to Skyloft and the Sealed Grounds. So very, very cool stuff there. That is it for news. And now we are going to do What Have You Been Doing? Yes. What have you been doing? Who wants to go first?
You.
What, me? I have nothing to say. I've been talking for like 20 minutes.
Oh my god. That was the most perfect thing in history.
And also, you pronounce Phi wrong. It's Phi, not Phi. Not the Greek letter Phi. It's Phi.
Oh, well, actually, let's mention something. SC's birthday is in 2 days. And since SC's not going to be here next week, I think we should sing happy birthday to SC. Boo, can we do it?
Yes.
All right, so I'll start us off. Okay. Happy birthday, to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Essie.
Yes.
Happy birthday to you. When Jesus said he would walk, he came right. He got on to 21, and that's officially the bell. And now he up with the big leaves to get that turtle, boo. Yes, and I like it. And SC turned 21.
I cannot.
Thank you so.
I cannot.
That's great.
Oh my god, I need to take some aspirin. Better say, I can't breathe right now.
Okay. I will save this audio file. Thank you very much. I was going to say, Dark Boo, you sounded kind of depressed at first. I'm like, oh man, I'm sorry.
Wow, happy birthday, so Essie. How old are you? Are you one? Are you two?
It's 52. 21.
I was going to say, I was like, this is going to be a while to get to 51.
I thought he would play the twist on the numbers. I'm like, oh, hey.
Okay, so SD, what are you going to do for your 21st birthday?
Yes, so it is on Monday. That is true.
That is July 14th for you people who can't count.
Yes, it is. And this Sunday, I'm probably going to do some stuff with my family. Because that's just what works out for everybody. And then on Monday, I just have plans to go out with friends.
Don't get drunk.
I don't think I will. I mean,
don't think. That's exactly what happens to people who say they don't think they're going to get drunk. That's when they get drunk.
Well, I mean, okay, so I really have not had more than like a sip or maybe a little more in my life. So I really don't know I just really don't know what to, not what to expect, but what my, I guess, tolerance.
Go easy at first, all right? So just take like one, all right, and see how you feel. Exactly. Like, just don't go overboard, because then you're going to be freaking getting drunk as hell, and no one likes drunk as hell people, and also people don't like people who just vomit and piss over themselves and stuff. That's disgusting, and that's
I don't think that's going to happen, but that will not happen. I won't say I don't think. I mean, I that's not what I want. I mean, that's a little extreme, but I'm there to enjoy myself. So.
You have good morals, SC.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay.
What the hell? Was that Elvis? Did Elvis just join the podcast?
Yes, for a split second. But yeah, that's my birthday. That's happening. And yeah, I feel like I had more to say, but if I remember, I'll shout out. Who wants to go next?
I guess I'll go next. I'm so sorry, guys. This podcast is just crazy as hell. You're gonna have to deal with it, because right now I don't know what the hell is going on. So we're just, there's something in the water. There's something in the water. That's all I gotta say. There's something in the water. That's pretty much it. So yesterday was my nephew's what's it called? My nephew's birthday was on June 30th. And we celebrated it now, 12 days later, because there was just so much going on last week, and this week was the only week we had time for it. So we had his birthday yesterday. So we got him some cool stuff and stuff. Some stuff and stuff. Yeah, stuff and stuff. Here's another thing to mention, because this is more interesting. So if you guys know, I don't know. Wait, am I allowed to say this? I hope I'm allowed to say this, because I'm not. Nintendo, I'm so sorry, but I hope I'm allowed to say this, but I recently won the Nintendo Minute Sweepstakes. Actually, I won weeks ago. Yes!
Yes!
Yes! I won weeks ago. Like, this, I'm just mentioning it now because I recently got the stuff in the mail, so I got five Mario Kart 8 flags. I gave one of them to my nephew for his birthday. So you see, can't say I'm not a generous uncle. I'm the best uncle in the world. And what else? And a blue shell. So I got a blue shell. I'm probably going to take a picture of it and send it to Boo. Yes. Special yes. K. Vanilla almonds.
Sorry, Essie.
What else? Oh, and I'm going to be getting a Mii figurine of myself. My little Mii figurine thing. So it's coming later in the mail. That's what they said. So I'm beginning that later, and I'm just really happy that I won a sweepstakes. I never won a sweepstakes before. Actually, that's a lie. When I was really, really, really young, like 6 or 7, I think I won a sweepstakes. But I have not won a sweepstakes in such a long time. So I'm so glad I won. Thank you, Nintendo, so much. Kit and Krista, the people of Nintendo Minute, they gave me like a little letter saying, you know, thank you for watching Nintendo Minute. You're awesome and all that stuff. I'm like, oh my god, I'm like dying right now, knowing that they acknowledge my really presence on this earth. So I am just so happy. I'm feeling ostentatious. What else?
Was it a written letter? Like, did they write it? Or
they wrote it in a card. It came like this Mario card. The card is, like, white, and it has Mario on it. And not, like, blank white, like, when you think, like, a blank canvas. No, it had, like, white flowers and stuff on the design. Am I making sense?
Yeah.
And it had... that sounded like it was not making sense. But it had Mario on it, and then, like, in the thing, they wrote, oh, you know, thank you so much for watching, you know, hope you enjoy the presents and stuff. And then it was signed. Kit and Krista both signed their names. So I am so happy right now. I felt so giddy when I read it. I'm like, but yeah, that was really cool. What else can I mention? I'm recently. Oh yeah, I mentioned it last podcast. When I was doing the podcast this week with Tyler Trees, Tomodachi Life came when we were doing What Have You Been Doing, and so I got Tomodachi Life, and it's a really fun game. I didn't expect to have so much fun with it. However, I am kind of disappointed with some of the stuff that's been going on, because, like, one of the things is I have all the lost levels and some of my friends in the game, and my best bodacious friend, Dark Boo, he's not my friend on Tomodachi Life. And you know who's my friend on Tomodachi Life? Oh, and that sounded so I didn't mean it like that. Oh my god. But the people who are my friend are Soul and SC. Oh. People who I love dearly.
The shade.
Was not shady. Okay, no. Okay, you guys know that Dark Boo has been my bestest buddy for like 20 years. 20 years? Wait, I didn't even be alive for 20 years. for like, how long? Since 2010? Late 2010.
Yeah.
That was with MPF. MPFS, that's when we started talking to each other. So, 4 years, or 3 years and a half, because it's not November yet, whatever. But, you know, it's like, I'm so disappointed. I'm like, I thought Boo was going to be my friend, but Boo's me doesn't like my me. He thinks I'm arrogant. I'm so disappointed.
Oh, damn.
I know, it's Shade City with this game. And then Soul and SC, they are my bestest friends in the game. They're like, oh, I think you're very nice, especially when you buy me food. Hint, hint. I'm like, oh my god, that is the most cheesiest, shadiest thing ever. Oh, especially when you buy me food. Hint, hint. So I'm like, oh, damn, I'm just a freaking, what's it called? A wallet to you, damn. Boo!
I have a question.
What?
How does it work when you want to marry someone? Is it all just random, or do you actually have to do something to initiate
Mies,
it?
Mies form friendships on their own. So the Mii itself will get like a heart image on their apartment, and then when you go into their apartment, it'll be like, I have feelings for this person. and I want to propose to them, or I want to, you know, get in a relationship. Or with Flora, okay, you guys know Flora from Blooming Flora? Yes, the thing we filmed where Boo is Flora. I have Flora in the game, a fictional character. She already married someone in less than 3 hours. She was in a relationship with someone, and then in less than 3 hours, she's like, I want to marry them. I'm like, damn, Boo's been in a relationship with Jessica for, like, freaking, like, 5 days, no, 1 whole week, and he still did not marry her. But Flora married someone in less than 3 hours. I'm like, oh, damn, you work fast. But I'm like, wow. And, oh, actually, funny thing is that SC wanted to be with Jessica, but Jessica turned him down, and SC was, like, really sad for, like, the longest time, so.
Oh,
Boo said that SC couldn't handle Jessica, and it was true, he can't handle her. And is there anything else? I'm sorry, guys, I've been talking so much. I think that is it. I've been uploading a lot of Mario Kart 8 videos lately. And freaking Boo knocking me the hell out on freaking Music Park. I bet you
that
enjoyed watching that, SC,
fault.
Didn't you? Seeing me get demolished and just Captain Crunched off the stage. All right, for you guys who don't know what Captain Crunch is, let me explain to you. Okay, this is trademarked Spider Staryu. So if you ever use this, you have to say that if someone asks you, oh, where'd you get it from? You say Spider Staryu from the Last of Us podcast, from MyPy, like I said, from YouTube, whatever the case might be, you say Spider Staryu. Okay, so Captain Crunch is the Piranha Plant, all right? When you hit someone with the Piranha Plant, that's Captain Crunch. When you get hit by it, you get crunchitized, all right? That's what it is. So that's something that me and Sol have been using in the Skype call. I invented it. So Boo was on Music Park. He just came back on the stage. I was just driving by, like, and then I'm driving by, and suddenly Captain Crunch just bit me, like, I'm like, oh my god, I'm like, he just me off the stage. I'm like, I literally, like, what the hell? I freaking banged at the drum, then freaking fell to my death. I'm like, are you kidding me? And I bet Boo was laughing about it, because Boo, you were laughing about it in the Skype call. You were in hysterics.
Oh, were
you
sad? Because I didn't know you fell off until you said it.
You were laughing, and it hurt my feelings.
I didn't see it happen. That's the point. I was just respawning because I got knocked off by, was it Antonio?
Yeah, Antonio.
Yeah, knocked me off. How a baby Mario knocked me off, and I'm Roy.
Baby Mario's packing the pounds, packing something. But other than that, that's pretty much it. I'm sorry for going on so much. Is that it? Is that it? I think...
I need to mention something about you and Mario Kart. I don't think I've mentioned it on here
what
yet.
What is it?
But there after was just this one
happy,
time...
Out there, I sent you happy birthday. You're going to be rude.
This is the definition of rude. Dry, dry desert, by the finish line, the triple red shells, Staryu has the audacity to come
audacity.
By to shoot one... Shoot another, stop, back up, and shoot the third one, all on me.
Actually,
and
SC
on film, and I still haven't gotten him back, and I will get him back.
SC, can I correct you on something?
Go ahead.
Actually, that happened 2 weeks ago, so that did not happen recently. In your face.
Whatever. I will still get you back for that.
No, I'm not gonna play Mario Kart 8. Okay, you see, this is the problem I have. Right, you guys get so freaking vengeful and stuff. It's making me so freaking annoyed. And then also, when I don't hit Special K Vanilla Almond, you guys are like, oh, why don't you hit Dark Boo? Why don't you hit him? Oh my god, why didn't you hit Spider Story? I'm like, why does it matter to you? Okay, stop with that crap. All right, it's annoying.
At one time, SZ had a trio of mushrooms. He wanted me to hit Spider Staryu badly, but I wouldn't do it because he had a trio of mushrooms. He would have jet past me if I find a red shell. I was like, trying to be slick, thinking you just gonna get by with ease.
I would believe that. Okay, so what happened was that there were. That's the thing. You had the red shell and I had the mushrooms for like a while. It was not like boom, boom, we just got them. You were holding on to that since like I think the bridge or like the jump or the gliding section. So that was a really long time to not shoot.
And Staryu in front of me had a banana peel. So it would have did nothing to him if you would have jet passed me.
No, he had a coin. I remember this. He had a coin. He did not.
I had a coin, but see, you had triple mushrooms, so you would have just sped past Boo and he wouldn't be able to catch up to you. So how
but
is
he still been in second. Please, I feel
SC,
like...
I am so sick of your little rant about that crap. All right, if you don't like it, hit me and Boo every chance you get. Otherwise, stop complaining, because I can do whatever the hell I want, and no one's about to tell me what I can and cannot do. All right, so if I don't want to hit Boo, if that's my decision to do so, and you're not going to tell me what I can and cannot do.
I'm going to call you out on it, though.
You can call me out on it all you want, but it's not going to change, all right? Because I can do whatever the hell I want. I don't tell you how to play Mario Kart. I don't tell you what to do, what you can't do. You play it however you want. So, same with Toadette when she got on my case. She plays Mario Kart differently. She plays Battle Mode differently. She doesn't do how you're supposed to do it. You don't see me saying, oh, Toadette, you don't play Mario Kart the way you're supposed to. Because she can play it however she wants. So when she complains and you complain about it, it doesn't make sense to me because I can do whatever the hell I want. And it's not really no concern to you.
I mean, that's fine, but I'm still going to point it out.
I don't hit SC unless...
Last time I was really nice to SC. I didn't hit him once last week.
Well, I didn't hit you. I don't think.
You hit me twice. I didn't get back at you with it.
And that's the other thing. People have the best memories. I can barely remember what happened two races ago.
You hit me on one time on Rainbow Road, and then you hit me another time on Bone Dry Dunes.
I don't hit SZ, but he gets... The game gives him... Not he gets... The game gives him a trio of red shells, whereas I don't blame him. Whereas I don't blame him for firing all three. It gets me pissed the hell off the game. I'm in first. Second place, get trio of red shells. It's aggravating. It always happens.
But this is all in good fun, so everybody, not to think... I mean, at least for me, and not to think that... Like, I'm over here ready to start a strike or something. Some riot, but...
Don't you mean a war?
A war, whatever. A strike against the game. I don't know. everything's in good fun, so...
Oh my god.
Not to confuse anybody. Anyway, yeah, Dark Boo. Oh,
I thought... See, didn't you say you were going to interrupt me and say, oh, you need to stop speaking, Spider. Sorry, aren't you going to do it? Say, you need to move on?
No, because I'm not mean.
What have I done lately? I got my game, what is it called? Whoa, that's a bad. I finally got my game to work the way I want it, efficiently. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, I finally understand how to set. I still didn't set one last thing, which is the items. I didn't set any of them, because I know the code is going to be so ridiculous. But I'm going to get that done. I'm going to have to. Good thing I have things set for universality so I can easily manipulate. Easily. It took me forever to get the hitboxes done. Got the hitboxes done. I am so proud of myself. I mean, I'm really proud. And I was editing this game like 2 hours ago. And I just stopped, so I don't know what's going to happen when I run it. I don't know. I'm trying to get this game done. Once I get all these spaces, because literally what I'm doing now is transposing. Nothing for me to edit, to manipulate and send back on here. Edit whichever code follows. So I'm very blessed. And I can add any character I want to as well.
Oh, me, the other day, Boo showed me his game and how it's going along. After that, he showed me some Mario Kart 8 stuff. Some, what's it called? Boo, what'd you show me again? You showed me, like, the test screens?
Oh, Mario Party 8?
Yeah. You showed me...
Oh, yeah, the debug menu.
He showed me all this stuff. I'm like, that crap is from Mario Party 4.
Yeah, they took it from Mario Party... The models. Every model from the original 8 from Mario Party 4 was the same model from Mario Party 4.
Bar Toad, Boot Toad. Every model onwards from the original 8, barring DK... Is taken from the game that they appeared in, like Mario Party 5, Toad, Boo, Mario Party 6, Toadette, Mario Party 7, Birdo, and whatever. And I think Hammer Bro and Blooper are the only new models.
What about 9?
Oh,
this
nine
is a Mario Party 8 debug menu. Unless you mean the 9 debug menu.
9 doesn't have. I don't know if 9 has a debug menu. But only thing I know, they took a lot of things from other Mario Parties. And that's one thing I know about Mario Party. They keep a lot of... For the disc to be 4.3 gigabytes, they keep a lot of useless stuff that they never used in the game.
Oh my god, there's so much.
Mario Party 9 does that with all the debug pictures and menus. I had sent SZ a collage. No, was it SZ or VIP? One of them. I sent a collage of them. I told them to save it. I think it was VIP now. I told them to save the files separately to their computer and upload it. Because I was going to delete the files with ImageChat. VIP didn't do so. So all the images are gone. they nowhere near to be found. I had to do everything over, and I ain't doing
that. Oh, I want to see them.
I told him to save the file, not just to look at it. I like save the file separately. He saved the file as per se the image link. So he typed the direct image link on the text file and saved the text file. Oh my god. Oh, really? Next time I'll be precise. I played Mario Kart 8 yesterday. I won in first on every single race, and I played with people who have more than 5,000 VR.
Yes, high five, Special K.
Yes.
That was a monster smack. That echoed. Oh man, that echoed.
That was a light slap.
Boo, do that again. That was louder than that.
Close.
How did I hit my arm? Hit my hand?
You hit your knee, cause I you hit your leg thing.
Oh, it was my hands. I did that the first time.
That was loud though.
I went first place. The blooper. Were you firing in first place? Cause I got crazy eight in second place. The blooper backfires and hits you. I was so pissed off.
Oh, I know that from Mario Kart DS. Cause I used to hack it. I was a little cheater.
The blooper backfire, that got me mad. And nothing bad, that's one thing I can say. There was some lovely races. Not because I won first all time, because it was smooth. I got hit and effed up, but I caught back up. It wasn't nothing ridiculous. And it was very smooth. It was very smooth matches.
So are you not going to sell it?
I don't know. Every time I play Community Night, I think I play with some vindictive players.
Uh-oh. Hint, nudge, nudge.
Yes, I think I play with vindictive players. That's the difference. Because when I race online with people I don't know, I feel like they don't play just to be an a-hole, although some of them in that race were. But when I play with some friends, oh my god. I'm like, you just want to hear me cuss.
I think also it has to do with who the person is. Like, let's say someone like Saul hits me. If Saul hits me, I'm going to be mad as hell because I know who Saul is. But if someone who I don't know hits me and I don't know them nor care for them, I'm not going to be like, oh my god, you are the biggest... Okay, actually, I'm going to be like, oh, you are a scumbag. You're the trash of the earth. But I'm not going to be... I'm not going to be like, you know, like, oh, all this rude stuff. That sounded bad anyway.
It just gets me aggravated. And for games, I play Shovel Knight. I beat the game 100%. Bitch, get on my level. I beat the game 100%. Got all the music notes. I had that single thing you could name it off of that game.
Yes, work.
Except the accomplishment, because the accomplishment, they have stupid accomplishments. You can't die once. That's an accomplishment if you beat the whole game without dying. If you beat the whole game without falling into a pit, that's an accomplishment too. You beat the boss with half health remaining. That's an accomplishment. I'm like, So I didn't get the accomplishment, but everything else, 100%. And it's a nice game. It's a nice game for only $19.99 plus tax. It's very nice. It's very fun. It's actually a good game. Don't get me wrong. It's a good game. Compared to The Letter, that game is buggy. That game is buggy. The controls suck. It's boring. I thought I was going to be scared out my goddamn mind. Please. I thought I was going to be scared where I was going to jump. It's that horror. Why did they lie to me? The game is rated T for no reason. The game got a teen rating for no reason. I'm like, oh no. I never spent $2.16 on crap. I thought when I go to McDonald's and spent that, I'd spend it on crap. No.
Ooh, McDonald's shade.
Yes, this game is ridiculous. I will never ever tell a heifer to do so. I will never purchase a game like that. I gotta stop being cheap. I still got money on my account, but I don't know. I gotta stop being cheap. I'm trying to figure out how I still have money on my account. I thought I added a $20 card. Oh, because Shovel Knight wasn't $19.99. It was $17.99. No, $14.99. Whoops. That's all I added. I added Tubba on my Wii U. I'm going to delete him. No shade. I don't have time for aggravation. I can't even get anything done without this person calling me on WeChat. I love him, but please don't aggravate me when I'm trying to get things done. He was messing up my process for buying the letter. I'm like, you know what? I can't. And that's all I've been doing. I haven't went out. Have I? No, I haven't went out. No, I haven't done anything.
Oh, I have a question.
Uh-oh.
How is BioShock?
That's the game I forgot to say I played. I played that game as the hell on hell trying to get Steam to work. I mean, it gave me so much fever. I even had a pen of C or the acetaminophen or ibuprofen or naproxen for it. I could not. I had to sit there and endure the fever. I finally got it to work, which is a blessing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because I have no more patience. It finally worked, and I played BioShock. I had to uninstall a driver and install the right Microsoft driver and connecting with the GameStop equivalent of the Xbox 360 controller to actually get it to work. So when the controller vibrated for the first time, I was so scared. I dropped the controller and I was like, oh hell, when it started vibrating, I was like, I cried a little bit because I was happy the damn thing vibrated. So I had no reason to test it. But it's a nice game, although I'm playing on normal. I should play it on hard because I'm in very resourceful on ammunition. All my weapons have full ammunition except for like the secondary ammunition and tetrary. So I don't know because I really do. I use the wrench like the whole game. Not the whole game fully. There's some like Big Daddy, Big Papa. Are you serious? What, I had to face Big Papa. Biggie Smalls, I had to face him.
Did you scream?
I didn't scream a damn thing. It seemed like he dragged me up and down and around. I had no control of my character. He dragged me. He shot me. Good thing I had some armor-piercing bullets. Because he was harassing me. He flinged me like I was goddamn, like I was one of the little ones.
Wait, did he thought you were intimidated?
Yes. Yes, he thought I was dry bones.
Isn't that what
he thought? Yeah, he thought I was dry bones.
I can't do it.
He thought I was dry bones. Damn shame. The game is intriguing. I'll give it that. I have to play more of it. I'm mad as hell I lost my incinerate just for some goddamn telekinesis. I don't need telekinesis. I read people's futures for a living. I don't need telekinesis. They'll eject them out of my eyesight. Please, I told one person to be gone. He was gone. I got the power. Power. Yes. I have it. I've been having it. It's installed in me.
Can I have some of the power?
Oh, yes. You can have some of the elixir.
Yes. The eclair.
I don't need it. But that's all I've been doing. I haven't cussed out anybody, so that's all I've been doing.
Well, actually, you mean Yepu, because we're having a community night today.
Yeah. I had to tell somebody about themselves. They end up going good. But I had to tell them about themselves, and then we have community night, so I know I'm going to have to cuss.
You know, I really wonder if anyone just listens to the podcast and sees how Magboo gets, and like, I wonder if I can piss him off on a community night. I really want to know if anyone thinks that. If you think that, guys, tell us in the comments. Whether it be on YouTube or MPL, just tell us in the comments. I want to hear.
Or our new website.
Our new website.
Yes.
Yes. Classy.
But that's all I have to say.
All right. I think it's going to be time to end this podcast, which will be a first. It's not 2 hours. Hooray. You can subscribe to us and rate us on iTunes. Please do so. It helps us grow. Very important. You can check out Mario Party Legacy at MarioPartyLegacy.com and The Lost Levels at TheLostLevels.MarioPartyLegacy.com. You can find me, Oh my gosh.
What the hell? Yeah, that's not Spider Snipe. This is Spider Snipe. What the hell?
You can find this is it's time to end this. You can find me Super Zamzy everywhere: YouTube, Twitter, Nintendo Network. Oh boy,
guys! I think SC might have already drank a few too many.
I might have at this point. I don't know anymore.
He just said he's Spider Star You. Whoa. Okay, so actually, I'm Spider Star. You can tell because of how juicy and ostentatious I am. You can follow me across the universe to Captain Planet, to Saturn, to Captain Planet? That didn't even make sense. It's Spider Star You on YouTube, Twitter at Spider Star You, Facebook, Tumblr, Nintendo Network. It's all Spider Star You. I make juicy, 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 juicy videos, so be sure to subscribe to me. You will not regret it. I assure you. I assure you.
And you can follow me on YouTube. Wow. You can subscribe to me or follow. We can do the same thing, Google Plus, on YouTube. Dark Blue, 516-974-3494. I posted a video up there because I had to read some people for lives. I had to read them for head fractures, cardiac arrest, hemoglobin, whatever it's called. I had to read. So I posted a video. Yes, it's a new one. And I'm probably going to post my game video soon. Nintendo Network, wow! Miiverse. Let me give it to you real simple. Real simple. You need to start reading people for their lives, reading them for their damn, coming for their medulla oblongata. You better start reading, Gaga. Closing this. I ain't got time for that, Miiverse. Find me on Nintendo Network. I'm telling you now, if you're going to say some bull to me, I'm going to read you for filigree and dust. You understand me? I'm going to read you for mummification. I'm going to read you for that. Don't come for me, Dark Blue 007.
A bunch of tryhard kids are going to come for you now.
They better understand. I'll snatch their lace fronts quicker than their mama could get a lace front. Don't try me.
Okay, I think that's time. It's time to end. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we will see you or talk to you next week.
Bye.
And don't try it.
Au revoir.